Here, an audience member asks Ram Dass to explain how he feels about political action.
The issue, it seems to me, is the issue of social responsibility. And it seems to me to be responsibility to the well-being of one's fellow man. If you watch the way it often works, people can get locked in a struggle, and then some other model can come in which frees both of them from an untenable predicament that they're stuck in, right? In other words, somebody comes in with a new way of looking at it. Like with two children fighting, you often can come in and get their minds somewhere else so that the whole fight changes its nature, and what they're fighting about doesn't seem to be the essence of the matter. It seems to me that the tensions in the society today are much more profound than any specific external condition. Those are all manifestations of it, but it is itself not the war in Vietnam, or not poverty, or not... Einstein said an interesting thing. He said the world that we have made as a result of the level of thinking we have done thus far creates problems that we cannot solve at the same level as the level we created them at. That is, the only way we can create them is by creating a new way of consciousness, a new level of thinking about them, right? In other words, we've got to break set, okay? Now, it's obvious to you, as just from your question, the way you phrased your question, as it is to me, that when when there is some kind of confrontation, the confrontation usually increases the amount of hurt and anger and polarization, ultimately. That no matter what the short-term gain is, there is a long-term loss in terms of increasing paranoia. So that especially in California, you can see the increasing polarization most, most dramatically. And in high-energy centers in the country, where it seems to precipitate out much faster. That polarization and paranoia, if I identify with any side of any position, then my attachment to that side makes me see the opposite side in terms of an object as them. And that seeing another being as them is what the problem is, it boils down to. That is, whether it's nationalism or racial tension or generations or theories of research or whatever it is, to the extent that you see somebody in the universe as them, you create increasing paranoia because you're stuck in your world of them, which it puts them in the world of them, which increases the themness or the distance or subject objects or the psychic distance between people. So that, as I said earlier, I see that the only law or rule of all human relations, be they mother and child, or therapist and patient, or lecturer and audience, or army and pacifist, or North Vietnamese and South Vietnamese, or whatever it is, the only rule of the game is to put your own consciousness in a place where you are no longer attached to a polarized position, even though you may, by the nature of the game contracts you're involved in, be forced to play out a polarized role, right? For example, I recently met with this policeman who has been going around to colleges getting college students to become policemen in New York City. And I complimented him on what he's doing, on trying to create another kind of psychic space in the police department and so on. At the same point, I said the program will be as successful as you are conscious. Because as long as you are stuck in the polarity, you're just going to enroll more people into the polarity. If you aren't stuck in the polarity, you may be able to free people by the model that new policemen will have about what it is that they think they're doing every day when they go out and be policemen. When I was in India in the temple, I was sitting there and there was a river flowing by and there were birds chirping and it was gentle and I was meditating and I felt this great feeling of well-being and calmness and I thought, what am I doing here? Why aren't I back on the front lines? Why aren't I back fighting? Why aren't I back doing what I believe, you know, protesting against injustice and so on? Am I copping out? Is this like a rear battle rest station? Is this a, you know, what kind of a scene am I in? Am I, is this a cop out? And then I began to see that staying alone in that room at that moment was confronting me with an internal battle which was much fiercer than any external battle I had ever fought before, and that until I had found some way through that internal battle, all I could do was get sucked into the external manifestations of it in such a way as to perpetuate them, right? So that I began to see that it was absolutely imperative in terms of my socially responsible effective behavior that I work on myself sufficiently so that I could look at any human being and see that place in them behind whatever their melodrama is, be it Nixon or a hippie or Mao or Hitler or, you know, Schweitzer or Mahatma Gandhi or whatever the person's trip is, to be able to see behind that. And until I was centered enough, till I was in that place in myself, I couldn't really know that place in other beings. So I saw that finally my responsibility was to work on myself. Now, to bring this to the West, it seems to me that there is, that because of many of the factors that have been, I think, sufficiently well pointed out by Marshall McLuhan and others so that I don't have to particularly repeat them, there is a tremendous change in the cultural context in which we are living, and it's been changing very intensively in the past 10 years. And this is leading to changes in our time and space concepts, the time and space concepts we live in every day. And because of these changes, we are experiencing a great input of energy. In other words, it's as if we're tuning into more and more energy in the universe, so that there is, you feel the geometric progression at which things are happening in the culture. It's as if it's all going faster and faster and harder in all directions all at once. Right? What I notice is that when a person feels this higher energy, which is really what is turns out in the Hindu system to be fourth chakra, which is a place independent of time and space, when you start to experience that energy, you tend to want to do something with it. It's like, I got to do something. And the things you do are the habits you had out of the last trip you were on. In other words, if you were on, I'm going to do something, I'm going to make this world a better place to live in. I'm going to change the system. That's the feeling. And the young person feels, I have all this energy, I see more, I can do it. Right? When he starts to do something, what he ends up by doing is a set of responses which are still in the third chakra, which is in the world of we and them. So all he does is bring more energy to a set of old games that the culture's been playing out, where the son overthrows daddy, and then the son becomes daddy, and daddy becomes just as bad as he was before because he's now daddy. Right? So I can pick up a hitchhiker in Big Sur who's had to cut off his hair because he's in the army, and he says, hey man, this is fierce. He says, none of the chicks will go out with me because I have short hair. And I begin to see that there's a new establishment, which is the long hair establishment. And they're saying, you can't come into our club because you don't have your credentials. You don't have an American Express card. I'm sorry, you can't stay here, you know. In other words, it's a new system that comes in when that energy is used unconsciously. They're just perpetuating the illusion or perpetuating the darkness. So now it becomes apparent to me that what one can do if one feels a sense of social responsibility, which is that vector that pulls me back out of the ocean, and which is what I'm doing here, one first of all keeps working on himself to become a higher and higher rate of vibration. In other words, a peaceful man is the first criteria if you want to have a peaceful universe. You start with the universe you got, which is your own being. And if you're angry, you can't be angry about peace, because all you're creating is more anger in the world rather than more peace. So whatever you're going to do, you got to do it peacefully. In other words, you got to do it with peace in your heart. If it has anything to do with peace, it may not, but if it has anything really to do with peace, you've got to realize you are whatever it is, and so you've got to start right there. You can't say, well, I'm angry about peace, and as soon as I have peace, I'll be peaceful. See, because it doesn't work that way. It works just the opposite because of the laws of action and reaction, which the universe functions on.